Praise God. Well, morning, friends. Morning, saints. How's everyone doing this morning? How are we doing? Sleepy? Blessed and highly favored? All right, praise God.
I'm sleepy and blessed.
I'm prospered. This is healing class. My name is Pastor Sheon. I'm happy to be back in this center. As it concerns healing class, we're going to go ahead and start off with a word of prayer this morning. But before that, I want to know who has got an expectation in here this morning? Who's expecting? All right. Thank you for those hands. Now, next question would be, what are you expecting? You don't have to. Oh, that's you don't have to share at this point. But this is something that love hands went up and said, oh, I have an expectation. But it is important that expectation is annexed to something. It is important that expectation is annexed, is points at and is attached to something. There has to be something that is that connection, that the expectation is connected to or connected with. Because expectation cannot stand in isolation or by itself. So who's got an expectation? Most hands went up. What is that expectation? It's important to know what that is, to have a proper sense of it, an underscore of what that is. And I want you to have that in front of your minds, at the back of your minds as we go on in healing class this morning. Is that okay? That doesn't mean that you get preoccupied with that thought or get preoccupied with that issue or get preoccupied with that concern. But hear the word, hear Jesus.
Come on.
Hear the word, hear Jesus. Okay? And as it concerns that situation and circumstance, you know that it is dealt with already by the power of God. And ours is just to try and, mine actually is just to try and unveil this as we continue on in the next few weeks. Okay? All right. Well, Father, I thank you for this time. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in this room, in this place. Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord, for just saturating this atmosphere with your power and your presence and your love over us, your children. Thank you, Father, for healing us by the cross. Thank you, Father, because the truth of your word rings true concerning each and every individual here present, that by your stripes they were healed. And as it concerns the physical, today, this morning, they pick up on that bodily in their individual situations and circumstances in the name of Jesus. Bodily, they get manifestation of that which is true. Thank you, sweet Spirit of the living God, that no one leaves this room the same way they came. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I thank you, Father, for your word, which rings out in power. To your praise and glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just saw weights drop off.
Amen.
Weights. I just saw weights. If you can think about the weights that the macho guys lift up, I just saw things drop off. Concerns. Heart concerns. Physical concerns. I just saw those drop off by the power of God. And there's testimonies that will result from that just for you being in this room today. And it's not about me, it's about Him. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. All right. So this morning, my purpose, if you've not been in, how many have been in my classes before? You've been in any class that I've taught? Okay. I like to always have an interactive class, so that means I'm not just going to come here and regale you with, with points and, of course, you know, the word is always the key for me, so we'll definitely get into the word as well, but it's an interactive class. That means I'd love to take, you know, contributions and questions. So if you have something, just indicate by lifting your right hand. And so that means when I'm speaking, you're not going to, you know, speak as well. We're not all going to be speaking together, but just indicate with your right hand in the air, and then we'll just go on that way, because I believe we can all learn from each other, because we're all born of God. If you're born again, who's here not saved? Okay. And so, You're instructed of God, you have the Holy Spirit, and we can share and learn, okay? And get encouraged that way. Who's got a testimony as it concerns healing? There's a reason why I'm asking. So this will be some sort of an introductory class to what we're going to be looking at and considering in the next few weeks here. But before we get into that, who's got a testimony as it concerns healing? Now, whether yourself personally, as it concerns someone else that you know of, are aware, or seized of the facts, you have the information in that regard. Anyone? Your name, ma'am, please.
Kim Holly.
Kim?
Yes.
Thank you. Nice meeting you, Kim. Go ahead.
I started coming about 5 weeks ago when healing class started up again.
Yes.
And my girlfriend told me about it, and I knew I had to come. And I've been struggling with lifelong infection and didn't know it until it spread throughout my whole body. And I started to get really toxic and tired, and I just thought, this, I don't know what's wrong, and the doctors couldn't fix it. I've been to all kinds of doctors. And the infections that I had were never in check. And all the medicines that I've had made my infections even worse and spread faster. So I got a healing. I feel like the Lord is clearing out those infections.
Hallelujah.
And I had a glimpse of what it felt like to be healed.
Praise God.
So my body is signaling, get ready.
Hallelujah. So just to get this. Yeah, so there's changes are already resulting, occurring in your body, and you not only sense this, you feel this, you know this, correct?
That's right.
Notice the word I just used at the end there, no.
I don't feel it, but I know it.
You know it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I can tell you, Kim, what's aiding you in that journey is what? Is, correct me if I'm wrong, because we haven't talked about this. Correct me if I'm wrong, okay? So, but what's aiding you in this journey, in this process that you're in, is intake of God's word. Light and illumination come into your heart based on the truth as revealed in God's word, based on what Jesus did. So that's why I said, if I'm wrong, let me know. Because there's where you've been. There's where you've been. Go ahead.
I was so physically, spiritually, and emotionally sick, I couldn't feel God. I couldn't grasp it. I prayed to him, and my prayers were more like, God, I'm desperate. I'm going to die. Everything in my life is wrong, and there's no way I can fix this. And I don't think you will either, because there's no way I could get all the help and support that I would ever need, and I'm just going to die.
And look at where you are today.
That's the belief that I had.
That's what you had. But look at where you are today.
When I used to go to bed, and my head used to hit that pillow, and that's what I used to think.
Hallelujah. So it felt like a hopeless cause.
Lonely, yes. All by myself.
Well, God is faithful.
Too much help to be able to ask anybody.
Okay.
It wouldn't be enough help.
So that means I can possibly give you two sheets and say, okay, over the past 5 weeks, what are the things you've been hearing? What are the things you've been learning? What are the things the Holy Spirit has been communicating to you in bringing you out of that place where you were? Because I already see a difference.
Amen.
In your life, in your situation then. When we started there, I said, okay, what's your expectation attached to?
I felt something fall off.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there's a journey in that regard, Kim, and I just want you to know that and be assured of that in your heart, okay? And I want to encourage you to keep coming, not just because for coming's sake, but I talked about a journey. You're on it already. And your case is already settled. Your case is already done. It's a done deal already. The healing is yours fully in the area of manifestation. And it's about you coming in alignment with truth and just allowing that to work from the inside out. We'll talk more, but it's great. Thank you for that testimony. You had something, Sir Ken?
Yes. God did a miracle here with my wife.
Hallelujah.
She was in that hospital.
Yay.
Praise God.
With a heart attack, got home for 2 days. Then she went back and had a stroke. And she's here today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The doctor's now, she's in rehab still going, but she was there during the whole virus thing. They wouldn't let me go in.
Mm-hmm.
God brought her up.
Hallelujah. Praise God. God is faithful. You know, friends, you know, I was about to say, ask Judy to stand up, but you know what? Instead of saying that, I'll say this. Now, my wife, many of you know my wife now, my wife was unaware of the scope of what was going on and just said, oh, I haven't seen her, you know. And then I think you saw her, was it last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, basically. But the point I'm trying to make is my wife saw Judy and didn't know that anything. You can't take a look at Judy. You cannot take a look at Judy right now and think that, oh, this happened and this happened and this happened. You'll be like, whoa, just a testament to what God and the power of God has worked in her life concerning the stroke, heart attack, stroke, and the compendium of every other thing that, you know, transpired in that situation, which only Judy will know what she went through. But God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his son, Jesus. God is faithful. 1 Corinthians 1:9, I believe. Or 2 Corinthians 1:9. But he's faithful. And I want each and every one of us to hold on to that. Okay, there's a reason why I'm pointing our hearts in this direction today, friends. And we'll get more and more into it. But it's important for us to hear with our ears the things that are happening in this time, in this season. And I'm not talking about out in the world, but right here in our community at House on the Rock Church. To our family, to our brothers, to our sisters, and what the power of God is effectuating in our midst. It's important for us to hear. Someone else had their hands up as far as a testimony. Who else? Who's got a testimony? There were three hands up at the time. Praise God. Can we give God some praise for what we've heard this morning as far as testimonies? Just magnify his holy name. Just glorify his holy name. Just give him praise. Father, thank you. It's so awesome. So faithful.
Thank you,
hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glorify your holy name. You're so worthy. So worthy.
Yes,
worthy are you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Awesome in majesty. Thank glorious you, in splendor.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 And for anyone who might be in this room right now and you see your situation and your circumstance, which you may not have told anyone about, which in the secrets, in the private areas where you've not shared, maybe you shared one soul, one person, but it's unknown as a body, but God knows. And he says to you, son, daughter, I love you so much. And I paid the price in full to make you free. And free you are indeed.
Amen.
Free you are indeed. Every whit whole. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Including your heart. Every whit whole in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 That case is not a hopeless case or situation. And we're going to look at a few items as it concerns this in God's word this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Who's prayed for anyone and had? Who's prayed for anyone here? You've ministered to someone as it concerns healing and health. Teresa?
I'm just saying yes, I have.
Yes. So, testimony, yeah. I'd like for you to share it briefly, so you have like a minute. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You have
well,
1 minute.
Well, I'm not even really thinking, okay. Sometimes when I pray for someone, and I might think it's a physical, the Lord will say it's her heart. And so, recently prayed for someone, she was saying I had this and this and this, and as I prayed, the Lord said, no, it's her broken heart that I want to hold in my hands and heal. And that's what I
want
to attend to first.
Hallelujah.
So that's lovely.
Amen.
And the healing would come from that because the heart is what
I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So if you've been at healing class for any length of time, you realize sometimes why it's difficult for us to see manifestation as far as tangible manifestation in our bodies or physically is because there are certain hindrances of which the heart Which Proverbs 4:23 says to God with what? Proverbs 4:23. Yeah, to God it with what? All diligence. Now, as it concerns the heart, there are certain holds there. Certain things that are kind of holding you back. And so it's great that you are sensitive to the Holy Spirit and able to address those. Because sometimes, friends, when you're, and we'll get into this, I'm going to lay this out now. When you're ministering to someone, as it concerns healing and health, that is praying or ministering healing, those things that we see, feel, those are the symptoms. Those are the things we can, as we're the fruit of it. But there's stuff that is important, which is key, the root. Someone say root.
Root.
So there's what the root cause is. And sometimes we address the, in quote, issues, the leaves, branches, and flowerings, and all of that, the fruit of it. But then if you don't deal with the root, then, you know, as it concerns that situation or circumstance, that individual may not, I'm not saying will not, but may not see the fullest manifestation of that which is already completed in their life. Okay? And so, Mary, I'm about to take your testimony.
Oh, no, okay.
So what? You know what? You go ahead and then I'll just lay it out. I'll tell us exactly where we're heading and why we're going.
I was like her. I just raised my hand. Yeah, mm-hmm. I have prayed for someone.
Mm-hmm. Any report in that regard? Any testimony in that regard just yet?
No.
Okay. So here. Oh, Ifoma.
Yeah. Another called me last week. Gave me a testimony praying for her daughter. I had prayed for her about a month ago. She was scared. She was pregnant. Afraid that she might die during childbirth. Mm-hmm. I prayed for her. 2 days after, I got a text and said, it's a boy.
Oh.
She had a safe delivery.
Okay.
But last week, she said she called me because her daughter, the one older than the new baby, suddenly became so weak and unconscious. She called me and she didn't get me. And she said, I remember how you prayed for me. I used the scriptures you used. I started praying for the baby and she suddenly came back and was full of strength and she's been running around
vibrant
since then. You know, so that actually blessed me more so than my praying for her, that Mercy. She was able to take the same thing I gave her
yes.
and apply it to her.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that testimony, Foma. Anyone else at this time? Okay. So here it is, friends. If I were to ask the question, this is healing class. Now, what are the key areas or three main areas that we address? What are the key areas we address here at healing class as it concerns healing? Let's buzz them.
Receiving healing.
How to receive healing.
How to minister.
How to minister healing, which is the third part of it. Mm-hmm. How to
maintain.
Okay, so how to receive healing, how to walk in divine health, healing and divine health, and then how to minister healing to what? To others. Now, I've asked two questions this morning as far as testimonies. Who's got those personal? And then who's ministered to someone else? Those two questions, those two considerations, friends, underpin what it is that we do here in healing class. How you get to receive and walk in the fullness of that which you've received, and then how you minister that to others. And friends, I will tell you that we are moving away from, it's great to sit like this and to hear the word and to receive the word and all of that, but we're moving, the direction we're heading, where we're moving, my hope is that we get to that point where we are what?
Ministering.
Victoria?
Ministers.
Ministering the same.
Right.
So we're not hearers of the word alone, but what?
Doers. Capital D.
Because there's a way James describes this. So those who hear the word, and what happens when you hear the word? The man, the portrait who's described in James 1. Correct, but when you hear the word, it says, be ye hearers of the doers of the word and not hearers alone, deceiving who? Your own selves. Okay, so it's like a man who looks at his face in the mirror and then immediately forgets what manner of person he is. But 25 says, but when you do the word, he that continues with the doing, in the aspect of the doing, he says he's blessed in his deeds. He's blessed in his doing. So the best place, friends, is to give expression to the nature of God on the inside of you.
Amen.
By ministering life to others, whether it's by the propagation of the gospel, teaching and sharing God's word as it concerns the gospel, and with that is power. Okay, with that is power. Or just ministering healing. So that's where we're moving towards. It's good and it's great and it's important. I've received. Freely you have received. So what should you do?
Freely give.
Freely give. So we're not just going to amass and hold on to, but we're going to give. And someone says, but what about me? I don't feel like I've received. Then I would ask the question, really? So let's just be silent for a moment and just think on your life at this point. Has God been faithful to you? I want you to ask yourself. These are rhetorical questions. It's good for us sometimes to slow down and just take stock in our relationship with the Lord, in our relationship with God, and just in our walk with Him. So for you as an individual, is God faithful? What has He worked? What has He done in your life? Do you have reason to give thanks? And friends, the answer to these questions, to be honest, if I'm honest with you, are not just things. I hope that it will not just be things. That list or those answers will not just be things. Things are great. Things are awesome. By the end of the day, your response should be more about God Himself. Who He is in your life. All He has done, yes. But all He has done is because of who He is in the first place. The great love where He loved us and made us sons and daughters. 1 John 3:1, behold what manner of love the Father has lavished upon us that we should be called what?
Sons of God,
the children of God, and that is what we are. That is who we are. We are His children by faith. We're not His children by being born into a Christian home. Hear me say clearly. We're not His children by being born into a Christian home or being raised up knowing nothing else but Christianity, in quotes. That's not how we are God's children. That's not how you are God's child. It's not nomenclature. It's not a tag. It's not a hip thing. Hashtag core Christian, whatever you want to. You know, the way, you know, I'm not hip, so I don't know what's going on, you know, these days. It's not about that. It's about being born of Him.
Amen.
Being born after God in righteousness and true holiness. Having that experience, personal experience. Contact with the divine, meeting Jesus, meeting the Lord, and your life being changed forever. It's not, as we go on, friends, so I'm trying to lay this with testimonies, I'll tell you why, but where we're heading for the next, maybe next week or the week after, is the identity of the healed. The identity of the healed, or the identity called healed. And then what's faith got to do with it? And so many other, a few other classes along those lines. But it's key. If we can grab a hold, if we can get a good grasp of who we are, who you are now in Christ, then trust me, friends, it becomes easier to be able to just, as far as concerns manifestation for your life in your walk here on earth, to just see yourself walking free and devoid of those things which have seemingly held you bound in the area of the physical, in the area of hearts, emotions, and things of that nature. Which have constituted strongholds, but those things have been broken. And it's for us to see that truth, the reality of that, and walk free. Walking in healing and walking in divine health. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So this morning, I want to ask a question. Wow. Have you been silenced? Have you been silenced? It's in the Bible's book of Mark in chapter 5. Mark 5. For example, because of time, I'll probably buzz this. But basically, in talking about how to receive healing and manifestation of healing, are we all there? Mark in chapter 5. I could have taken it from an earlier verse, but I'll just jump right through verse 15. This is talking about the man who was demon-possessed and I believe had legion, as the word says, in him. Then they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. What Jesus had done earlier, verses earlier, was just given a command. And guess what happened to those demons?
They ran to the sea.
I thought you had my response. Sorry? Pork chop. All right, well, praise God. Because of time, I'm not going to read the whole passage. It says, and they were afraid. They saw him sitting still in his right mind. And those who saw it told them how it happened to him who had been demon-possessed and about the swine. Then they began to plead with him, that is with Jesus, to depart from their region. Verse 18, and when he got into the boat, that is when Jesus got into the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might be with him. That is, he wanted to tarry with Jesus. He wanted to just stay close with the Lord. Say, you know what? I'm just going to be with you. So wherever you go, I'm going. As in, can I just tarry with you? Tarry close. Jesus said to him, go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you. What great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you. And he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled. Friends, and there, if you go through the synoptics, that is, if you go through the Gospels, also the book of Acts, just go through the word, you'll see there are several instances, we'll look at a couple of those, where something I'm trying to highlight, just two key points for today as we go on in this term. Have you been silenced? What's that thing that the power of God has worked in your life, that the Lord has worked in your life, especially because this is healing class as it concerns healing and health? And what have you done with that? What are you doing with that? Have you been silenced? You know, it's funny, sometimes we gradate the issues and say, well, if it's just a migraine and I prayed about it, or you pray for our kids or our children, or a back pain, or the fall, you know, there's a fall and you minister and, you know, say, oh, well, you know, it's, well, if it's not a stroke or heart disease, if it's not cancer, you know, that's huge. But if it's other things, maybe hearing, maybe sight, maybe whatever it is, are you proclaiming what the Lord has done? Are you testifying? Are you giving testimony? Are you bearing record of what has occurred in your life, what has occurred in your body? Because sometimes, friends, we don't take too much attention. So, oh, I had something, a serious stomach pain, and it bugged me for a couple of weeks, and then I spoke, and I decreed, and I declared, and bang, healed, done. What happens after that?
Forget.
Sorry? What happens after that?
You forget.
You forget. Why? Why do you think we forget?
Out of sight, out of mind.
Sorry? Out of sight, out of mind? Okay.
So needy. Kim.
Sorry?
So needy.
So needy. Could you explain, please, Kim?
I think there's so much pain. And when God heals one thing, we're ready for the next. We're ready for the next.
Wow. So it's like you're checking off a list. So, oh, that's done. Well, praise God. What about the next thing? Is that the kind of idea?
Because I didn't realize that how important that is to the healing process. And I started writing things down, and my faith just exponentially flipped right up.
Hallelujah. So, for the avoidance of doubt, you didn't know how important what was.
Every step of my healing. I think that I had so much fear to look at how bad my condition was. And I think that every time I looked at a symptom, I wanted to keep my head in the sand. And I couldn't speak it, so I couldn't see it. So how would I know what God's going to do if I'm not paying attention?
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Kim. So friends, you know what? Let me put it this way. It is important. It is vital. It is critical in this journey to testify.
Amen.
To do what?
Testify.
Give. I was going to say give credence, but testify. Tell about it. Proclaim. Give thanks. Give thanks and praise to God and share it. And before we close, I'll tell you why it's important. It's important. It's vital. And guess what, friends? When we say it's important, we talk about, oh, for those who hear, they're encouraged. Their faith is built up. Yes? They're encouraged. Sorry?
No, I say even the person who is testifying is for you too.
That is key. That's the part we tend to forget or miss out on. You had something? Thank you, Foma.
It keeps our expectation high to keep expecting.
Hallelujah. It keeps your expectation high. Friends, we don't know the value. We don't know what that does to you who's testifying, to your heart. There's tremendous value in that process. It arms you. It doesn't only just energize you, but friends, it puts you in the best place possible for seeing breakthrough in the physical, concerning all the other matters. Isn't it amazing how, as a human being, I'm just one individual, and there can be several things. It's life, as in that I'm alive, is what I'm saying. I'm breathing, right? So, but we get like, oh, okay, and this and this, and then what about this? Okay, what about that? What about, no. How about giving thanks? How about praising God some for what he's done? For who he is and what he's done in your life. And there's something that does to you, because guess what? With your mouth, you're issuing out words, and guess what's hearing?
Your heart
is hearing.
Yeah.
You know how we say, oh, life and death are in the power of the tongue? Sometimes we see about, okay, I'm proclaiming, I'm declaring. What? Yeah, as in like you're attacking something, you're fighting, but guess what? Even in the area of witnessing, that is testifying, and sharing with others what he's done in your life, guess what? That's, you get to see the effect, the fruit of the power of your tongue. In motion. As in like in motion. From one degree of healing, that is one thing just got, and it just feels like everything just gets nixed. You're like, oh, where's that gone? Sometimes you don't even, oh, like, oh, that thing that bothered me is gone. Oh, that leg thing, oh, that shortness, whatever it was, it's gone. You're just wondering, how did that happen? You had something, Kim?
And I feel like when you get healing from God, it's not just one thing. I think it was so much all at one time I didn't realize until I really had to give him glory, and I really had to see the fullness of the healing that he's giving me. It was so, God is so detailed, and he cares about every, you can get a healing, but it's not just a healing, it's a healing from God, and it means so much, and there's I don't want to say it's complicated.
No problem. So here's, okay, go ahead. That's what we're going to do in the next few weeks. My intent, as by the Spirit of the living God, is to open it up. Because, you know, we talked about, oh, you've received of his fullness, you've received. Well, what have you received? Mm-hmm. By his stripes, you were healed. Okay, so you're healed. And then, but in the process of time, that is in this life, in your earth walk, then you get to see one break after another, after another. Not because, oh, he's just starting to do that. Well, it's the effect of the finished, of the done, getting actualized in your walk as you come into agreement in your heart and in your mind concerning the testimony that it is finished. Do you realize that? Do you recognize that, that it's done? Mm-hmm. It's important to have a hold of that. Yes, Mary?
What you're saying is Philemon 6. In the King, it says that the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus.
And hallelujah.
I believe in the New King, it says in the sharing of your faith.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So you're sharing it or you're communicating it, you're hearing it, and so are they.
Hallelujah.
It becomes effectual and starts working.
Hallelujah. You get built up, you get encouraged, but as we go into the identity called healed, you get to see what God, not just what he's done, but what he's already placed within you. For you to start fleshing out in the sense of experiencing in your walk.
I think he does so much, we don't even pay attention.
You shared that, and that's true. That's important. And how do we know we don't pay much attention? Because of the value we give it in the area of sharing. Now, this is not to be condemning.
No.
Please hear my heart. This is not to be condemning, but this is to be encouraging. Don't sit on it. Wow, there are things we didn't even get to today as far as why, the reasons why we may not be sharing or testifying or telling of his goodness. You had something?
Just simply that even in Revelation, it talks about the blood of the Lamb, the power of the testimony. Mm-hmm. The very final chapter. Of the Bible, the power of the church. That's how they get
to
Revelation.
Hallelujah. All right, let's put down these scriptures. We're not able to get into these today. There's the leper, Mark in chapter 1, verse 40 to 45. You know, in that passage, I'll just pick on one point. Bible says, verse 42, as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. And Jesus, he strictly warned him and sent him away at once and said, see that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way, show yourself to the priest and offer your cleansing, those things which Moses commanded as testimony to them. Verse 45, however, the man, the leper who was healed, he went out and did what? Began to proclaim it what? Freely, and to spread the matter. So that, now before I read this last portion, some have picked on this portion and other portions like this, where Jesus said, oh, don't tell it. I mean, no, I said, oh, don't tell it. I said, oh, because of that, so I don't, he said not to tell. But why did he tell him not to tell and the others? Remember the first passage we looked at today, he said, go, tell your family, tell your friends, tell everyone the compassion and love that has been shown to you today, but he says, don't tell him. Let's look at the rest of it. So that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in deserted places, and they came to him from every direction. So that was just... Sorry?
If I'm, no, I said Jesus was being overwhelmed.
Right. That was just a procedural thing in the sense, oh, being overwhelmed. He couldn't... That's why I said, you know what? Just keep it on a hush. Not because it's not a good thing to tell. Not because it's not a great thing to share. Okay? And... Acts 3, 1 through 7. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. This is Peter at the gate called Beautiful. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto you, right? Okay. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up immediately. Feet and ankle bones received strength, that is, became strong and steady. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and doing what? Praising God. And all the people saw him praising God. Now, someone said, oh, but that was Peter sharing testimony and preaching. Look at chapter 4, verses 13 through 30. Then you see in verse 14, it says, and seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing. The leaders at that time, we get a powerful picture here of the one who had been healed standing with them, who had been lame in his feet, standing with them as they gave record, bear witness to the healing that had occurred. Verse 16, what shall we do to these men? For indeed that a notable miracle has been done through them is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. Amen. Concerning your case and that health situation, I'm saying you cannot deny it because Amen. The miraculous already brought to bear in your life is yours in full, is yours to keep. And yours to enjoy, glorify God, give Him thanks, and give Him praise. Verse 19, but Peter and John, they said, oh, 18, so they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. Commanded them. Don't say it. Don't say Jesus. Don't preach the word. Don't share the gospel. Don't talk about that healing or wholeness. No. Verse 19, but Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. Verse 20, for we cannot, someone say cannot, but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Friends, that's the remit. That's what's been given to us to do. I want to encourage us today. As I said, nothing in this class has been to condemn, but we need to share. So I'll close off with this question. So many things we haven't gone into, but that's okay. We have the next few weeks to just drill down, dig deeper. Why? Why should I testify? Why should I share the testimony?
Because he said to do it.
Because Jesus said to do it. Yeah? Victoria?
Brings glory to God.
Brings glory to God. Kim? Glory to God. Do we agree?
Yes.
What does it mean to glorify God? Because I need us to be able to actually put this out in reality as it is. Yes.
And to reach others.
To reach others.
Tell of His goodness.
Tell of His goodness. Yes. How do we glorify God?
Obedience.
To
draw others to Him.
Okay, to draw others to Him. Put down this scripture, Luke in chapter 17. Luke 17, 11 through 16. Luke 17, 11 through 16. These are about the 10 lepers who got, you know, cleansed on the way. Jesus already told them. He didn't pray. The minister says, go show yourself to the priest just to indicate that you've been whole. Then one returns. And one of them, when he saw, verse 15, that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell on his face at his feet, doing what? Giving him thanks. It means to magnify, to extol, to praise God, ascribing honor to him, acknowledging him as his to his being, attributes and acts, his glory, how good he is, recognizing and thanking and praising God with a loud voice. That's what he did. Now, two quick things. To glorify God, we've said that. We get to glorify God when we share, when we give that testimony. And we've also seen that it brings, friends, to your heart conviction and boldness about who God is, His faithfulness, and gives you the confidence to be able to share that with others, which is key and it's important. The second point, just let me leave it at this point today. The second point is what I want us to take away with us today. It makes Jesus and the power of God known. Friends, in our time, in our day, in our age, there's religion, there's science, there's new age, there's so many things out there. So gone are the days when we say, oh, let's preach Jesus, let's talk about Jesus to those who are not, who've never heard the name Jesus or don't know anything about the Lord. The truth is, friends, other things have taken root, hold in the hearts of people, grabbing their attention, grabbing their hearts, keeping them in bondage. says, oh, healing is for what? The time of the apostles. It's time for the disciples. You know, the time of the disciples. Not today. Not today. Not in speaking in tongues and all of that stuff. No, no, no. That's for that era. Bygone. Bygone era. Not for today. And so it's important for us to speak up. And not let the enemy have your mouth shut or shut your mouth. Have you been silenced? I know this is healing class. That's why I've done my best to try and attach it to healing. But the truth is, as a disciple of Jesus, as an ardent student of God's word, as an ardent student of Jesus, it's important. As a disciple, it's important for us to share truth with many. Again, I reiterate, it's not that old. They just haven't heard of Jesus. But other things have taken hold in hearts away from the truth. Now, but we have the truth. Do we have the truth?
Yes.
Who is the truth?
Jesus.
John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. He is the truth. And several other scriptures that way. So we have the truth. Of his fullness we have received. We're going to expose this more as we dig deeper. But I want to encourage us to share this. Testify to his glory and goodness. That works tremendous things in your heart as it concerns healing. And you get to see yourself walking in full manifestation in this lifetime. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you have any questions, please see me after the class. Can I have our prayer team member for today? I'm also going to remain up front here. Who has a need this morning? Remember those hands at the beginning? Yes, those hands. It wasn't a setup. Not by me anyway. Okay? But today is your day. Hallelujah. I'd love for you to just come forward boldly without any fear or anxiety or trepidation of any sort. Father, I thank you for this time. Thank you, Lord, for your word, which is effective, which is powerful, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. Thank you, Lord, for light and illumination to the hearts of all those present here today. Thank you, Father, for the truth of healing made sure in the lives of these ones. And Father, I thank you for a manifestation of healing in areas that were hitherto complex or troublesome. But we give you praise, Lord, for just how good you are and how such a loving Father you are to us. Glorify your name, we give you praise. We say thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Keep being thankful and praise him. We're back in time for the service at 10:45. I appreciate your time this morning. Praise God.